If you guys don't bring it right here on azcardinals.com in a matter of moments, you're all done.
Cardinals Underground. Inside info brought to you by the insiders from inside team headquarters.
Coffee, sir.
With play-by-play radio announcer Dave Pasch, his partner, analyst Ron Wolfley.
You got notes, Wolf?
Yeah.
Because last time we did this, you weren't very prepared. How about you, Pasch?
AZCardinals.com reporter Darren Urban.
Darren Urban, are you ready to go?
I am ready.
And your host, radio sideline reporter Paul Calvisi.
Ball boy.
Presented by Ram. Guts, glory, Ram.
All right, it's the off-season edition of Cardinals Underground here on azcardinals.com. We are on the clock, just like the upcoming draft. We'll start that momentarily. First, the intros. Darren Urban, insider here on azcardinals.com. Dave Pasch, Ron Wolfley, collective voice of the Cardinals. Yours truly, Paulie Pigskin. Just like the Cards are going to be on the clock at number 7. Here we go, gentlemen. Let's start that clock.
Nice.
Who do the Cardinals take at number 7? All right, no degree of difficulty. Wolf, you're just raring to go. Commence.
You know, to me, I don't know who they're going to take. I do hope that Lane Johnson is going to be there at number 7. A lot of people are saying that Luke Jokel and Eric Fisher, the two tackles, two top-rated tackles in the draft, they'll be off the board. People are talking about the guards, Chance Warmack, Jonathan Cooper at number 7 as a possibility. To me, if you draft a guy like Lane Johnson out of Oklahoma as your franchise tackle, now all of a sudden you can take Levi Brown and move him to right guard, and I say that offensive line is solid from that point on. If you draft Chance Warmack or Jonathan Cooper and you move him to guard, now all of a sudden you still have that question at left tackle out there. So I don't think you're as strong if you go that route. To me, this team needs a tackle. Hopefully one of those three franchise tackles will be there at 7.
I think a lot depends on if one of the teams in the top 6 selects a quarterback. If somebody reaches for Geno Smith and takes him, now all of a sudden there's a player that the Cardinals would love to have that slides a spot. Maybe he slides 2 spots. Maybe Eric Fisher's there. Ziggy Ansah, maybe he's there from BYU. Deion Jordan. There's some guys who have been rated mid to late first round that I think the Cardinals would look at, like Jarvis Jones, who for a while was considered the number 1 overall pick in the draft. He's an older guy. He's had some off-the-field stuff, so I think people are concerned there. Dee Milner, I doubt he drops. Bjorn Werner from Florida State, who was very productive with the Seminoles. You know, I think in a perfect world, Luke Jokel falls to number 7, but that ain't happening.
That sounds good, David.
But everybody has a Cardinals seemingly taking an offensive tackle, right? One of those three in their mock drafts. I'll name drop for a moment. I did this NFL Network thing earlier in the week, right? And they had the Cardinals. I'm trying to go in and advance a premise that maybe they go pass rusher at number 7 and then take O-line in second and third rounds. Nobody was buying it. Do you think that's even a possibility?
I absolutely think that's a possibility. The one thing, and I'm not going to pretend, you know, I know Wolf and Dave both watch a lot of these guys on film. Get them to the NFL and then I'll worry about what they play like. I can only go by, you know, some of the stuff I hear. Personally, I'd like to see them take a tackle. I don't know if Lane Johnson's the answer. I do think Fisher and Jokel are both off the board by the time you get to 7. I think Lane Johnson's really, in my opinion, judging by everybody, the only true option that might be there. Do I see them going in a different direction? Yes, I do think that it's been reiterated many times that there are guys available later that can play at offensive line. I think that's a possibility. I do think this. I think Steve Keim is going to make sure that he takes a guy that will make a difference. If he feels like Chance Warmack at guard will make that kind of difference, that will be a Pro Bowl player for 10 years, I can totally see them taking a guard first. I can see them taking a tackle, and I absolutely see them taking a pass rusher. What I don't think they're going to do is reach for a guy that they don't think is good as another guy sitting there that they'd also like just because he plays tackle.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to have to reach. I you know, when you're at 7 and you look at, you know, there's 10, 12 guys. Kiki Mingo's a guy we didn't mention from LSU.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of guys who, depending, and again, it's all the mock drafts, certain guys are rated 5 in one draft, and then in the next mock draft you look at, they're 20. The point is there's a lot of talent at the top of the draft. I don't think the Cardinals will have to reach at all at number 7.
Do you go guard? Wolf? Can you go guard at number 7?
You know, again, look, I know a lot of NFL teams that will never draft a guard. They don't. They draft tackles. They move tackles to guards. Now, I know that David DeCastro from last year, he was an exception. I think Chance Warmack and Jonathan Cooper, I think these guys are exceptions. But, man, taking a guard in the top 10, he better go to 10 consecutive Pro Bowls. He better do that. He better end up as a Hall of Famer. you take him in the top 10.
But if you find a Steve Hutchinson, then maybe that justifies it, somebody like that,
he
right?
He didn't go until 17.
Yeah. Well, they say this is the best guard draft ever, so we'll see.
And, of course, Steve Keim, the former offensive lineman himself, so intriguing to see how he evaluates that position. All right, that'll do it for this edition of Cardinals Underground Offseason here on azcardinals.com. Keep it right here for all your continuing offseason information.